Welcome to Glitter Mindset, a podcast for entrepreneurial women ready to sparkle in their life and careers. I'm your host, Aria Leidy, and I am obsessed with empowering women and helping them shine. If you're ready to sparkle, treat every day as a celebration, and you're not afraid to get a little bit messy, you are in the right place. Let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to Glitter Mindset. I am really excited to be chatting with you guys today and sharing some time with you to have a big conversation about how awesome 2019 is going to be and how to help you visualize your best 2019. And before we jump into that huge conversation, I just wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor for today's episode, another one of my amazing founding sponsors. If you guys haven't read the blog post or haven't heard an episode yet, then please go to arialeidy.com and check out the little write-up about them and all the awesomeness that they do. The five of them helped kickstart this project. They backed it before any episodes were even live and are just huge crucial parts to why I am able to be chatting with you guys right now. So I'm super appreciative of them. So Teal Willow, oh my gosh, so cute. She makes the most gorgeous handcrafted and hand glittered tumblers and wine glasses. I drink out of mine every day, and it's actually the reason why I have the artwork for the podcast, because like months before I had even, you know, started thinking about what the artwork would look like, she sent me this cup, and I just loved the way that it said Glitter Mindset on the cup, and I was just so impressed with it and fell in love with it that is how, you know, I got my gorgeous logo. So hit her up. I love mama makers. I love all creatives, and I really love being a part of her VIP Facebook group, because she does a lot of behind the scenes work and you get to watch her do her craft, and the passion that she puts into each piece is just so phenomenal. And you can custom design anything that you want and she can do it. I have seen her do flowers and quotes. She made this cute monkey one for one of our mutual friends, Amy from Moms on Maternity, so shout out to Amy as well. But yeah, join her VIP group, go to our website, and use code GLITTER to save 10% off your order. So, yes, 2019, huge things happening. I have been preparing for the past like month and a half to really set myself up for 2019 to be just a phenomenal year for me. Emotionally, personally, professionally, I'm going to slay all my goals. And so a lot of what this time has been for me has been about visualizing, really preparing for what I actually want, you know, not just setting those types of, oh, it's, you know, my New Year's resolutions, but like really visualizing what I want 2019 to represent for me, what I want to accomplish, how I want to show up in the world, and just all of those different levels. And then also start putting into practice over the past month and then leading into December, like really putting into practice all the things that I'm going to need to do in order to reach those goals. Because I think a lot of us, when we want to set those New Year's resolutions, we, you know, tend to just be like, okay, as soon as the first of the month comes, then we're just going to slay all these goals and quit all these bad habits, you know, and in the meantime, we'll just do all the bad things that we're not really supposed to do. Like, if you want to quit drinking, come New Year's, then, you know, you'll drink a ton during the holidays because you know that you are going to stop drinking. And that really doesn't work. That's why I'm not really talking about resolutions. I'm talking about like an overall picture and really visualizing where you want to be. And key goals are important, but, you know, just an overall vision. And then prepare yourself to get rid of those negative habits that you might have, you know, start getting yourself into the positive habits and the positive routines. I've been trying to make one change per week, one small change that's going to lead me to the ultimate goal for 2019. So something as small as, you know, in 2019, I want to, you know, have better skin and I would like to have my best health. So one of the things that I, you know, started about a week ago was just drinking more water. And that's a simple change. And, you know, once I've got that into the routine, then I can slowly start to, you know, cut back on coffee, cut back on alcohol, start doing some more walks, things like that. So visualization, like I said, that's what we're really focusing on right now, more than just like a specific goal. Thoughts are so powerful and you are going to attract what you are thinking of, how you're thinking. You want to, you know, be putting out like a really high vibe so you can attract high vibe things in 2019. So, when I visualize, I get so literal about what I want and I get so detailed in my thought process. And I think of, you know, what I want my body to look like, what I want my dream day to look like. You know, do I want it to be that I get to sleep in till 10? Or do I want to wake up at 6 a.m.? Or do I just want to have the freedom to choose between those things? Do I want to have more time reading? I picture, you know, drinking tea out of my really adorable teacups. I, you know, picture when I wake up, what does my room look like? It's organized. It's clean. There's plants everywhere. I'm waking up in my Honolulu apartment and, you know, throwing my robe on and walking over to my desk. And my desk is against a window where I have a really gorgeous view of, you know, the city and mountains or the ocean. And I am recording podcasts and chatting with clients. I'm picturing that, you know, around lunchtime, I get to take a break and go paddleboarding or go free ride on the beach or go take my dog for a walk. So I'm really visualizing every single detail. Like I close my eyes and when I'm thinking of my highest vibe self and I'm thinking of my dream self, like what am I wearing? What am I holding in my hand? What kind of bag do I have? What do I have planned for the day? Like I picture looking at my calendar, my planner, and seeing like what I have planned out for the day. Visualizing how much money is in my wallet, you know, visualizing that if I want to go do something or buy something for myself, that I'm able to do that without having to go check the accounts. I'm visualizing, you know, so I woke up, I made my tea, I, you know, did a couple things on the computer, looking out my gorgeous window. Well, now I'm going to go walk to my closet. And what is in my closet? Like, what type of outfits am I going to be choosing from? When I go get ready in the morning in the mirror, like, what person is looking back at me, you know? And it's the reason that I get into so many details is because it usually will uncover for me a lot of like underlying goals and some different dreams that I'm having. So if I'm visualizing myself in the mirror and I'm getting ready and I'm using my luxury skincare line, I clearly have a lot of money to be purchasing anything that I want. If I am, you know, putting makeup on and I don't really even need that much makeup because my skin is just so, you know, perfect and I'm like visualizing that my hair is longer and all of that kind of stuff like that, then that's showing, you know, I'm taking good care of myself. Self-care is going to be a huge thing. Self-love is going to be a huge thing and investing time into, you know, having the type of skin that I want, the type of body that I want, the type of hair that I want, those are, you know, key things to me to show like, okay, well, I really want to be investing in myself in 2019 and I want to be living what I feel is my best life and showing up as my best self. So if I have great skin, that means I am eating food, I am drinking water, I am, you know, not stressing and I'm getting a ton of sleep. So that's why it's so important to just visualize in the details. And again, the more detailed that you can get, the more that you're putting out into the universe, the type of, you know, lifestyle that you are thinking of. And I also visualize big goals for myself in a really detailed way. One of the goals that I had for 2019 is to be speaking on different stages. And originally, I was picturing myself on MobCon stage, and I have, you know, exactly to a T, like, what I am picturing when I look out to the crowd, how many people are there, what dress I'm wearing, what heels I'm wearing, how my hair is done, you know, how confident I'm walking back and forth on the stage. I picture that I have, you know, hands-free microphone and I'm using my hands and all of that stuff. And then I started thinking about other stages that I would love to be chatting on. And one of them was, you know, going to Alt Summit. And I'm actually going to be a speaker there, and I'm so excited. And I totally visualized what that was going to look like for me and, you know, who was going to be in the room. I can picture what type of outfit I'm in. I can picture, you know, the, it's in Palm Springs, so, you know, picturing, you know, this cute little dress and, you know, how hot it is and being surrounded by palm trees. So that really helped me get to my goal, was just visualizing and putting it out there that I'm already expecting for all of this to happen. So, that's my little side note, side cue that I am going to be speaking at Alt Summit, and I will link tickets so you guys can join me. It's in Palm Springs. It's in March. It is like the number one place to be if you are a blogger, an influencer, a creative. Like, this is the place that you want to show up. You want to be seen. If you really are ready to jump into your best self and you're ready to like put yourself out there, invest in a ticket and be ready for this to like jumpstart a huge successful year for you. You can use code GLITTERMINDSET and that will actually save you $50 off of your ticket. So that was really cool. But anyways, yeah, just visualizing down to the details. When I'm picturing that I am sitting at my really clean and organized desk and talking into a microphone to you guys, and I'm looking out to this really inspiring, you know, island rainbow, and I'm still in my robe, all of that kind of stuff just is telling my brain, like, I'm ready for a simple life, a life that is filled with happiness, a life that is filled with all of my dreams coming true, and I'm just going to be manifesting it with those like super powerful realizations. A lot of people like to do vision boards. I'm one of them. I'm obsessed with vision boards. And a lot of people will go to make their vision board and they will totally overthink it. And they will like, you know, go through and look for the exact car that they want or a house that they want, you know. And what I like to do on vision boards is, again, the details are great, but if I find like a desk that is calling out to me in a home magazine, you know, and that shows, you know, some work from home freedom, or if I find a beach and, you know, all of those types of things, if I see somebody that looks really, really happy, or is with their kids, with their husband, and, you know, that represents like having more family time, like all of those kinds of things that really call out to you, cut them out. Sometimes you won't even know why you're so drawn to an image. I've, you know, been passing by stuff and I can't figure out why I'm like so called out to cut out that image, and I'll just put it in a little folder, or I'll spend some time like really looking at it and analyzing like what drew me to this, what does this represent to me? And so I'll add all this to my vision board, and the vision board doesn't end there. That's what I think a lot of people like throw it up on, you know, their desk or whatever. And once it's up there for a while, you just kind of get used to it and you're not like really looking at the pictures anymore. A big tip for me is put your vision board right where right next to your mirror in your bathroom. And while you are brushing your teeth, because everybody has to brush their teeth and there's, you know, not a lot to look at except your reflection in the mirror, just stare at your vision board and really like stare at those pictures. And when you're staring at the picture of the beach, you know, visualizing yourself walking on the beach, visualizing yourself being able to take more vacations, visualize yourself that if you are a work from home person, that you can take your laptop anywhere and, you know, do your business from a beach or a lake house or whatever is calling out to you. But really spend some time visualizing and using those pictures or words and what those mean to you, and pay attention to what your brain is telling you for that day while you are deep into the vision and manifesting. When I sit down to visualize, sometimes I will have these like really interesting blocks, and I find myself sometimes getting where I'm visualizing what I think I should be visualizing. I'm visualizing what success might mean to other people. I'm visualizing, you know, where I think I should be at this age or this stage of my life. And it's important that you're not visualizing and letting other people's visions cloud what you are trying to think of. And really taking some time to, sorry, I had to mute it for a second because there's some weird background noise. I do all of these in one take because I like it to feel like an actual conversation. So that's why sometimes you will hear background noise or me stumbling up or all those types of things. But I like it to have a really organic flow. Anyways, I got distracted by an outside noise and had to pause it until it was over. But what I was talking about was, you know, getting, actually that was kind of appropriate, getting all the background noise out of your head when you go to visualize. Because if you have, you know, parents that told you this life that you are supposed to be having, if you have a partner in life that wants different things than you want, if, you know, you have kids and you are picturing what would be best for them and not really, you know, what would be best for you, then it's really important to just kind of clear everything out. Let nobody's voice except your own little voices in your head be the one that's talking to you, and really picture what you want. And there's a few ways that I find helpful to get all those different voices out. One of them is I meditate, and I have been meditating a lot lately. It used to be a practice that I did a lot, and it just kind of, you know, stopped happening. And I actually got this app that helps you walk through different things that you might be needing to meditate about. And you can also just go on YouTube also and, you know, type in guided meditation, clearing your mind, or anything like that. Releasing negative energy. I did one that was like releasing all the negative talk that I tell myself, because I want to get rid of my limiting beliefs. If I am wanting to visualize my best self, I can't have all those little voices or my limiting beliefs telling me like, you'd never make enough money to be able to do that, or you can't do that, or, you know, you wouldn't have time, that's not realistic, things like that. So I like to take those limiting beliefs out before I even start visualizing. And then I did recently, I'm still on it right now actually, a social media detox. So I took all the social media apps off my phone, and I am not on them right now because I really want to visualize myself as if no one was watching me, that it's just me. It's not what the world thinks or what I'm supposed to be reporting back to the world. It's not what is cool. It's not what other, you know, hashtag boss babes are doing. It's just what I want to be doing, as if, you know, there's no social media, there's nobody watching. It was just me and anything was possible. So I am on like day 3 of the social media detox, and it's been helping a lot. And then during those you know, the detox time and the meditation time, I also do free writing, and I grab a journal and I just start writing. I don't try to make it make sense. I don't try to make it look pretty handwriting. It's just for me. It's for nobody else. And I just start writing things until, you know, I'm almost subconsciously writing. I'm not even like really paying attention to what I'm saying. And so many thoughts come out that way. I was doing it last night and I was talking about what my dream day was. And I filled up like 6 pages of all of these things. And like, within them, I'm asking myself questions, or, you know, I'm saying to myself, wow, I thought that I would want this, but I actually want this. Like, wow, that's a really cool discovery that I just found out about myself. And free writing helps me so much, and it really helped me visualize. And then I took what I wrote and I sat on it for a while, and then I wrote, you know, down some key words that I kept seeing come up. And that's definitely something that I'm going to be, you know, using in my visualizations. So yeah, it's really about clearing everything out, listening to your truest self, taking out all limited beliefs, and just pretending that you can have whatever you want, because you can. And it might be hard to believe right now, but the more that you pretend it, like just fake it till you make it, pretend that everything is possible and just lean towards that and visualize what you want for 2019. So if you want to take some time to go do that, go meditate, and then come back to this episode, then I just have like a few questions that you can either put into your free write journal, or that you can spend some time when you are doing your visualizations. But first, if you need to go get all those outside voices, go ahead and do that, and then come back to this episode. But the types of things that you are going to talk to yourself about and visualize or free write about are, what are your actual ideas of success? Yours. Your specific ideas of success. Nobody else's. But if you were truly successful in your heart of hearts, what would that look like? What would you do and what would you want if no one was watching? If it was just about you, you didn't have to report about it on social media, you know, no one was judging you, no one was talking about you, what would be the types of things that you would want and dream about? And then visualize your dream day from the moment that you wake up. When you're waking up, what does your bed look like? What's on your bedside table? What type of image is coming through the window at you? What does your wardrobe look like? What are your plans for the day? Visualize everything moment to moment, step by step. What are you eating for breakfast? Who are you going to meet with that day? What are you going to accomplish that day? And really visualize your highest, best self. So if you're vibing super high, what does that look like? And really picture her. Is she smiling? What bag is she carrying? What is she wearing? You know, what's her hair like? Are you wearing makeup? Do you not need makeup? Do you not like makeup? Everything that you could possibly think, you know, what's in her phone, what's in her planner, what's in her wallet, what's in her bank account, who are the types of people that she is talking to, who are the people that are living in her house, what car are you getting into, and if you're not driving a car, you know, because your dream life is to live in New York and you don't need a car, you're just going to walk everywhere, or you live in a small island town and you just ride your bike to the market. Just visualize all of those little types of steps, and then visualize some big goals that you have for yourself. I am writing a book, so I want to visualize my book signing, and I want to visualize looking up at so many women that are here to have their book signed and take a picture and tell me how my words impacted their life. So yeah, just spend some time doing that. Really get to know yourself, and then see how you can spend December planning for that. What little steps can you take now to get yourself into that mode? what things can you start telling yourself? Start practicing affirmations and meditation and, you know, positive manifesting and getting rid of your really negative self-talk so that by the time 1-1 comes around, you are so freaking ready to rock and there's nothing holding you back and nothing stopping you. So hopefully that was helpful to you. If you have questions in regards to how to visualize or need some more tips, I am available on Instagram, instagram.com/arialighty. And you can DM me, tell me anything that you would like to know. I will link the Alt Summit tickets. I cannot stress it enough how amazing this event is going to be, and that if you are visualizing having any type of, you know, influencer job, taking your blog to the next level, taking your website to the next level, your design, your brand, anything, this is definitely the place that you want to be. It's going to be surrounded by people that are going to lift you up, make you want to reach for the stars, and are going to inspire you so much to get you through the rest of your best year yet, which is 2019. So find that in the show notes as well as the link to Rachel and both promo codes so that you guys can save some money. And then put that money into a savings account so that you can use it for your best year ever. So thank you guys so much for joining, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.